So I've got David Neate, 631 goals for the Melbourne Footy Club, games record holder for the club as well with 306 games, also an AFL Hall of Famer with me, joining me in the studio. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing very well, thanks, Lockie. Fantastic. We've got some exciting things happening up here in Ballarat.
Yeah. Well, thanks for braving the cold down here. It's a chilly day and getting down to Ballarat. So you aren't just in Ballarat to embrace the cold. What are you here for?
I am actually here in Ballarat to embrace the cold.
Well, that's true.
I've got a little beer company called Primality Beer Company. And for a long time, we've supported the fight against MND. So we're here, the big freeze, the people's round is what we're doing, and we're doing it at the Hop Temple and the Ballarat Leagues Club, but with fans locked out of the MCG for the big freeze earlier this year, we wanted to make sure that we brought the fun of big freeze to the people, and we're doing that through the pubs all around Victoria, and Hop Temple and the Ballarat Leagues Club have jumped on board, so it's going to be an exciting weekend of freezing here in Ballarat, and BT, who's sitting here in the studio, he's going to be braving the cold.
Yeah,
I've got an extra half a truckload of ice for his ice bucket challenge. I'm looking forward to it.
I think it's meant to rain on Saturday as well. So,
oh, I hope so.
You get the full experience with that, don't you?
If there's a bit of sleet, that'd be perfect.
Yeah,
I have worked on a few kilos, so you might have to work a bigger tub, mate. Bigger tub.
So it is on Saturday. This Saturday, it's 1 PM to 4 PM. So can you just run through what the day's going to be? It's going to be pretty exciting. What's going on down there?
Oh, look, it'll be a bit of fun. It's all about raising funds. So what Primanity do is we'll sort of donate a keg. And what BT and all the publicans and hospitality groups around are doing is donating the proceeds of the beer to the cause. So BT, you sort of tell everyone what you're going to get up to. But at the end of the day, it's about having fun and raising some money.
Oh, absolutely. And we're going to call out a couple of, how can we say, local personalities in Ballarat to get involved and get the ice bucket challenge. Like Tim Bone. Tim Bone comes on this radio station doesn't he?
He does, yeah. We love his toasties.
Yeah. Well, he can bring his toasties along on Saturday and they're going to get wet, I tell you. They are going to get very wet. Soggy, Tim Bone, I'm calling you out right now.
A soggy toasty. Sounds good.
Yeah. Mark Nunn from Buxton's. I reckon we can call him out as well.
Yep.
He should come down. He's got to get involved.
Absolutely. Get Nunny on board. I know Nunny well. He really needs to get involved in this. Yeah. If he chickens out, really let me know.
Yeah.
Perfect. So that's at the Hop Temple this Saturday. I just want to talk about Neil Danaher for a bit as well. Coached you for a long time. What does this mean to you, and how is Neil doing as well?
Well, I guess Neil had his 60th earlier this year, which was a great family affair that we all went along to and had a lot of fun. But look, the disease is brutal. It takes everything away from you ultimately, but it's taken away his voice at the moment. And a lot of his functionality. He can still walk, which gives him a lot of power, and he's still got that freedom of his mobility, which is fantastic. And his attitude is just outrageous. You know, everyone sees it every year, particularly around the big freeze time. So, it's catching up with him, the disease, but his resilience under this intense sort of experience is inspirational, and he's always been inspirational to me, but I guess everyone's now seeing him for who he is. He's just an absolute hero.
Yeah, now I'm a big Hawks supporter and we're out of the race this year, but I think a lot of people would love Melbourne to get over the line this year for Neil Danaher. Doing pretty well. I know there's a lot of Melbourne fans out there now, more than ever really. What are their chances this year, David?
Do you reckon a few are jumping on board?
Oh, well, they're playing well, and I see a lot more Melbourne colours out these days than I did 10 years ago.
Look, you're more willing to get the colours on at the moment. It is exciting. But look, it feels very real, and we play our best footy against the best teams. So we've got a bit of a tougher road than some into the finals race, but I think it's great. I think it'll harden us up. Hopefully we can finish in the top two, get some home finals and go all the way. It'd be super.
It looks pretty good at the moment. I think they're on top of the ladder at the moment, aren't they? They're doing pretty well. And
I think we're certainly.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Game clear, thank you. Look, I'm not saying the lid's off, but I haven't been able to find it.
Pop the champions, I reckon.
When I find the lid, I'll let you know.
The lid is off. It's off.
And also, obviously, it might be a bit too early. The lid is off. How good would it be to get Neil Danaher involved if Melbourne can make the grand final? I mean, how is that something that you reckon we should get around? Melbourne win, Would you think Neil Danaher gives the...
Oh, look, it'd be great to have him involved. And I know the current playing group, you know, before the Queen's Birthday match, Big Freeze game every year, he gets and has a chat to the guys. Obviously, he can't do that at the moment, but there's been some inspirational speeches, and the boys really know his legacy and what he's all about. And he's had an influence on that group. So, it'd be bloody nice if Neil was able to be involved in some way.
Absolutely. And there is a lot of young kids listening at the moment, I'm sure. Have you got any advice? I mean, you're the games record holder for Melbourne. You're a legend. What's your advice to young kids that might be listening?
In terms of playing footy?
In terms of playing footy, yeah, yeah.
In terms of enjoy the game. You know, yep. It's a great game, the best game in the world. Enjoy playing with your mates. That's really the fundamental of it all for me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us, David. And that is Hop Temple this Saturday, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Get down there and help support Fight MND. Thanks for being here, David.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.